The Book of 2 Corinthians, Chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Yahushua HaMashiach by the will of Elohim, and Timothy our brother, unto the called out assembly of Elohim which is at Corinth, with all the Kodeshim which are in all Achaia. Grace be to you, and peace from Elohim our Father, and from the Adonai Yahushua HaMashiach. Blessed be Elohim, even the Father of our Adonai Yahushua HaMashiach, the Father of mercies, and the Elohim of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of Elohim. For as the sufferings of Mashiach abound in us, so our consolation also abounds by Mashiach. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation in Yeshua, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer, or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation in Yeshua. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings, so shall ye be also of the consolation. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, so much so that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in Elohim which raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and does deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Ye also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in the simplicity and impurity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of Elohim, we have had our conversation in the world, and more abundantly to you word. For we write none other things unto you than what ye read or acknowledge, and I trust ye shall acknowledge even to the end, as also ye have acknowledged us in part, that we are your rejoicing, even as ye also are ours in the day of Adonai Yahusha. And in this confidence I was minded to come unto you before, that ye might have a second benefit, and to pass by you into Macedonia, and to come again out of Macedonia unto you, and of you to be brought on my way toward Judea. When I therefore was thus minded, did I use lightness, or the things that I propose, do I propose according to the flesh, that with me there should be yea, yea, and nay, nay? But as Elohim is true, our word toward you was not yea and nay. For the Son of Elohim, Yahushua HaMashiach, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timothy, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea. For all the promises of Elohim in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of Elohim by us. Now he which establishes us with you in Mashiach, and has anointed us, is Elohim, who has also sealed us and given the earnest of the Ruach in our hearts. Moreover, I call Elohim for a record upon my soul, that to spare you I came not as yet unto Corinth. Not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy, for by faith ye stand. Chapter 2. But I determined this with myself, that I would not come again to you in heaviness. For if I make you sorry, who is he then that makes me glad, but the same which is made sorry by me? And I wrote this same unto you, lest when I came I should have sorrow from them of whom I ought to rejoice, having confidence in you all, that my joy is the joy of you all. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart I wrote unto you with many tears, not that ye should be grieved, but that ye might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you. But if any have caused grief, he has not grieved me, but in part, that I may not overcharge you all. Sufficient to such a man is this punishment, which was inflicted of many, so that contrariwise ye ought rather to forgive him and comfort him, lest perhaps such a one should be swallowed up with overmuch sorrow. Wherefore I beseech you that ye would confirm your love toward him. For to this end also did I write, that I might know the proof of you, whether ye be obedient in all things. To whom ye forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgave anything, to whom I forgave it, for your sakes forgave I it in the person of Mashiach. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Mashiach's Besorah, and a door was opened unto me of Yahuwah, I had no rest in my ruach, because I found not Titus my brother, but taking my leave of them, I went from thence into Macedonia. Now thanks be unto Elohim, which always causes us to triumph in Mashiach, and makes manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto Elohim a sweet savor of Mashiach, in them that are saved, and in them that perish. To the one we are the savor of death unto death, and to the other the savor of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not as many which corrupt the word of Elohim, but as of sincerity, but as of Elohim, in the sight of Elohim speak we in Mashiach. Chapter 3. Do we begin again to commend ourselves, or need we, as some others, sephirim of commendation to you, or sephirim of commendation from you? Ye are our sefer written in our hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the sefer of Mashiach ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the ruach of the living Elohim, not on sapphire stones, but in fleshly tables of the heart. And such trust have we through Mashiach to Elohim ward. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of Elohim, who also has made us able ministers of the renewed covenant, not of the letter, but of the ruach, for the letter kills, but the ruach gives life. But if the ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Yasharel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moshe for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away, how shall not the ministration of the ruach be rather glorious? For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more does the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect, by reason of the glory that excels. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remains is glorious. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moshe, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Yasharel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished, but their minds were blinded. For until this day remains the same veil untaken away in the reading of the ancient covenant, which veil is done away in Mashiach. But even unto this day, when Moshe is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to El Yahuwah, the veil shall be taken away. Now Yahuwah is that ruach, and where the ruach Yahuwah is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of Yahuwah, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the ruach Yahuwah. Chapter 4. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of Elohim deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of Elohim. But if our Besorah be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the El of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious Besorah of Mashiach, who is the image of Elohim, should shine onto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Mashiach Yahusha our Adonai, and ourselves your servants for Yahusha's sake. For Elohim, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of Elohim in the face of Yahusha HaMashiach. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of Elohim and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of Adonai Yahusha, that the life also of Yahusha might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Yahusha's sake, that the life also of Yahusha might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death works in us, but life in you. We, having the same ruach of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken, we also believe, and therefore speak. Knowing that he which raised up Adonai Yahusha shall raise up us also by Yahusha, and shall present us with you. for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of Elohim. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Chapter 5. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of Elohim, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that has wrought us for the selfsame thing is Elohim, who also has given unto us the earnest of the Ruach. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that, while we are at home in the body, we are absent from Yahuwah. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with El Yahuwah. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Mashiach, that every one may receive the things done in his body, according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the fear of Yahuwah, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto Elohim, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that ye may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in heart. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to Elohim, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the love of Mashiach constrains us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then were all dead. In that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yet though we have known Mashiach after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore if any man be in Mashiach, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. And all things are of Elohim, who has reconciled us to himself by Yahushua HaMashiach, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that Elohim was in Mashiach, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their transgressions unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then we are ambassadors for Mashiach, as though Elohim did beseech you by us. We pray you in Mashiach's stead, be ye reconciled to Elohim. For he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of Elohim in him. Chapter 6. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of Elohim in vain. For he says, I have heard you in a time accepted, and in the day of Yeshua have I helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of Yeshua. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of Elohim, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Ruach HaKodesh, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of Elohim, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold, we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. O ye Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you, our heart is enlarged. Ye are not straitened in us, but ye are straitened in your own heart. Now for a recompense in the same, I speak as unto my children, be ye also enlarged. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion has light with darkness? And what concord has Yahusha HaMashiach with Belial? Or what part has he that believes with an infidel? And what agreement has the temple of Elohim with idols? For ye are the temple of the living Elohim. As Elohim has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, says Yahuwah, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, says Yahuwah Sevaot. Chapter 7. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and ruach, perfecting holiness in the fear of Elohim. Receive us. We have wronged no man, we have corrupted no man, we have defrauded no man. I speak not this to condemn you, for I have said before that ye are in our hearts to die and live with you. Great is my boldness of speech toward you, great is my glorying of you. I am filled with comfort, I am exceeding joyful in all our tribulation. For when we were come into Macedonia, our flesh had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Without were fightings, within were fears. Nevertheless, Elohim, that comforts those that are cast down, comforted us by the coming of Titus, and not by his coming only, but by the consolation wherewith he was comforted in you, when he told us your earnest desire, your mourning, your fervent mind toward me, so that I rejoice the more. For though I made you sorry with a sefer, I do not repent, though I did repent. For I perceive that the same sefer has made you sorry, though it were but for a season. Now I rejoice, not that ye were made sorry, but that ye sorrowed to repentance. For ye sorrowed in righteous sorrow, that ye might receive damage by us in nothing. For sorrow on account of Elohim works repentance to Yeshua not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world works death. For behold, at this selfsame thing that ye sorrowed on account of Elohim, what carefulness it wrought in you, yea, what clearing of yourselves, yea, what indignation, yea, what fear, yea, what vehement desire, yea, what zeal, yea, what revenge, in all things ye have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. Wherefore, though I wrote unto you, I did it not for his cause that had done the wrong, nor for his cause that suffered wrong, but that our care for you in the sight of Elohim might appear unto you. Therefore we were comforted in your comfort, yea, and exceedingly the more joyed we for the joy of Titus, because his ruach was refreshed by you all. For if I have boasted anything to him of you, I am not ashamed. But as we spoke all things to you in truth, even so our boasting, which I made before Titus, is found a truth. And his inward affection is more abundant toward you, while he remembers the obedience of you all, how with fear and trembling you received him. I rejoice therefore that I have confidence in you in all things. Chapter 8. Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of Elohim bestowed on the called-out assemblies of Macedonia, how that in a great trial of affliction the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the Kodeshim. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to Yahuwah and unto us by the will of Elohim. So much so that we desired Titus, that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and in all diligence and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also. I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. For ye know the grace of our Adonai Yahusha HaMashiach, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. And herein I give my advice, for this is expedient for you, who have begun before not only to do, but also to be forward a year ago. Now therefore perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which ye have. For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man has, and not according to that he has not. For I mean not that other men be eased and ye burdened, but by an equality, that now at this time your abundance may be a supply for their want, that their abundance also may be a supply for your want, that there may be equality. As it is written, he that had gathered much had nothing over, and he that had gathered little had no lack. But thanks be to Elohim, which put the same earnest care into the heart of Titus for you. For indeed he accepted the exhortation, but being more forward, of his own accord he went unto you. And we have sent with him the brother whose praise is in the Bessorah throughout all the assemblies. And not that only, but who was also chosen of the called out assemblies to travel with us with this grace, which is administered by us to the glory of the same Yahuwah and declaration of your ready mind. Avoiding this, that no man should blame us in this abundance, which is administered by us, providing for honest things, not only in the sight of Yah, but also in the sight of men. And we have sent with them our brother, whom we have oftentimes proved diligent in many things, but now much more diligent upon the great confidence which I have in you. Whether any do inquire of Titus, he is my partner and fellow helper concerning you, or our brethren be inquired of, they are the messengers of the called out assemblies and the glory of Mashiach. Wherefore show ye to them and before the called out assemblies the proof of your love and of our boasting on your behalf. Chapter 9. For as touching the ministering to the Kodeshim, it is superfluous for me to write to you. For I know the forwardness of your mind, for which I boast of you to them of Macedonia, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal has provoked very many. Yet have I sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain in this behalf, that, as I said, ye may be ready. Lest haply, if they of Macedonia come with me and find you unprepared, we, that we say not ye, should be ashamed in this same confident boasting. Therefore I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren, that they would go before unto you, and make up beforehand your bounty, whereof ye had notice before, that the same might be ready as a matter of bounty, and not as of covetousness. But this I say, he which sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he proposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for Elohim loves a cheerful giver. And Elohim is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness remains forever. Now he that ministers seed to the sower both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to Elohim. For the administration of this service not only supplies the want of the Kodeshim, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto Elohim. While by the experiment of this ministration they glorify Elohim for your professed subjection unto the Bessorah of Mashiach, and for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all men, and by their prayer for you, which long after you for the exceeding grace of Elohim in you, thanks be unto Elohim for his unspeakable gift. Chapter 10. Now I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Mashiach, who in presence am base among you, but being absent am bold toward you. But I beseech you, that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence, wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through Elohim to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Elohim, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Mashiach, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Do you look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trust to himself that he belongs to Mashiach, let him of himself think this again, that as he is redeemed of Mashiach, even so are we redeemed by Mashiach. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which Yahuwah has given us for edification, and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed, that I may not seem as if I would terrify you by Sepharim. For his Sepharim, say they, are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak, and his speech contemptible. Let such one thinks this, that such as we are in word by Sepharim when we are absent, such will we be also indeed when we are present. For we dare not make ourselves of the number, or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves, and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise. But we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which Elohim has distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reached not unto you, for we are come as far as to you also in preaching the Besorah of Mashiach, not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labors, but having hope, when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly, to preach the Besorah in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to our hand. But he that glories, let him glory in Yahuwah. For not he that commends himself is approved, but whom Yahuwah commends. Chapter 11. I pray ye could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with a righteous jealousy. For I have espoused you to one man, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Mashiach. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Mashiach. For if he that comes preaches another Yahusha, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another Ruach, which ye have not received, or another Besorah, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. For I suppose I was not a whit behind the very chiefest apostles, but though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge, but we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things. Have I committed an offense in abasing myself, that ye might be exalted, because I have preached to you the Besorah of Elohim freely? I robbed other called out assemblies, taking wages of them to do you service. And when I was present with you and wanted, I was chargeable to no man. For that which was lacking to me, the brethren which came from Macedonia supplied, and in all things I have kept myself from being burdensome unto you, and so will I keep myself. As the truth of Mashiach is in me, no man shall stop me of this boasting in the regions of Achaia. Wherefore, because I love you not, Elohim knows. But what had I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Mashiach. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. I say again, let no man think me a fool. If otherwise, yet as a fool receive me, that I may boast myself a little. At that which I speak it not after Yahuwah, but as it were foolishly, in this confidence of boasting. Seeing that many glory after the flesh, I will glory also. For ye suffer fools gladly, seeing ye yourselves are wise. For ye suffer, if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak. Howbeit, whereinsoever any is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Yasharel? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Mashiach? I speak as a fool, I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Yahudim 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once was I stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day I've been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. In weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Beside those things that are without, that which comes upon me daily, the care of all the called out assemblies. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is offended, and I burn not? If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern my infirmities. The Elohim and Father of our Adonai Yahushua HaMashiach, which is blessed forevermore, knows that I lie not. In Damascus, the governor under Aretas the king kept the city of the Damascenes with a garrison, desirous to apprehend me. And through a window and a basket was I let down by the wall and escaped his hands. Chapter 12. It is not expedient for me doubtless to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of Yahuwah. I knew a man in Mashiach above 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. Elohim knows. Such one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body I cannot tell. Elohim knows. How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such one will I glory. Yet of myself I will not glory, but in my infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he sees me to be, or that he hears of me. Unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought El Yahuwah thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Mashiach may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Mashiach's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. I am become a fool in glorying. Ye have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended of you. For in nothing am I behind the very chiefest apostles, though I be nothing. Truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. For what is it wherein ye were inferior to other called out assemblies, except it be that I myself was not burdensome to you? Forgive me this wrong. Behold, the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you. Et for I seek not yours, but you, for the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. But be it so, I did not burden you. Nevertheless, being crafty, I caught you with guile. Did I make a gain of you by any of them whom I sent unto you? I desired Titus, and with him I sent a brother. Did Titus make a gain of you? Walked we not in the same ruach? Walked we not in the same steps? Again, think ye that we excuse ourselves unto you? We speak before Elohim and Mashiach, but we do all things, dearly beloved, for your edifying. For I fear, lest when I come, I shall not find you such as I would, and that I shall be found unto you such as ye would not, lest there be debates, envyings, wraths, strifes, backbitings, whisperings, swellings, tumults, and lest when I come again, my Elohim will humble me among you, and that I shall bewail many which have sinned already, and have not repented of the uncleanness and fornication and lasciviousness which they have committed. Chapter 13. This is the third time I am coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. I told you before and foretell you, as if I were present the second time. And being absent now, I write to them which heretofore have sinned, and to all other, that if I come again, I will not spare. Since ye seek a proof of Mashiach speaking in me, which to you word is not weak, but is mighty in you. For though he was crucified through weakness, yet he lives by the power of Elohim. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of Elohim toward you. Examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Yahushua HaMashiach is in you, except ye be reprobates? But I trust that ye shall know that we are not reprobates. Now I pray to Elohim that ye do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but that ye should do that which is honest, though we be as reprobates. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. For we are glad when we are weak, and ye are strong, and this also we wish, even your perfection. Therefore I write these things being absent, lest being present I should use sharpness according to the power which Yahuwah has given me to edification and not to destruction. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the Elohai, Ava v'Shalom, shall be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the Kodeshim salute you. The grace of Adonai Yahusha HaMashiach, and the love of Elohim, and the fellowship of the Ruach HaKodesh be with you all. Amen.